Hello and welcome to yet another episode of The Week on Dalal Street, a weekly podcast on the stock market where we take a look at all the action and key trends during the week that was and also what to keep an eye out for in the week ahead. I'm Santosh Nair and with me is CNBC TV18 Stocks Editor Anuj Singhal. Anuj, a pleasure again to have you with us here.
Santosh, good to be here. Thanks a lot for inviting me and happy Onam to you and to all our listeners.
Well, thank you for that, Anuj. Well, Anuj, this is a market that's clearly showing no signs of fatigue yet. Now, the Fed can say what it wants to. The global market trends, again, indicating a lot of nervousness among investors. But India seems to be a different island altogether. Now, what next? We've seen the Nifty come very close to 18,000. A late afternoon wobble we saw here today. However, the undertone still seems to be pretty much bullish.
Absolutely, Santosh. You know, Ramesh Damani used to say that if it looks like a duck, it swims like a duck and quacks like a duck, then it is most likely a duck. So, you know, what we have here is classical signs of a fresh bull market in India. Clearly, some decoupling, which is visible. Now, you know, when I say decoupling, sometimes people say that, you know, maybe this is too big a call to take. But it's visible in the stats. If you see this year, Indian market, compare that to NASDAQ, and look at the kind of outperformance that we have shown, or even to S&P 500, you know, even if you want to argue that NASDAQ is just an IT-driven sort of index, and we have been the best performing market. Just to give you an example of the kind of bull market we are in right now, Santosh, the mid-cap index this week rose for 12th straight week. 12 straight weeks, the mid-cap index has been in green. That's almost
that's
3 months.
That's quite something, yes.
That's quite something, right? Yes. That just tells you the kind of portfolio repair which is on after the June-May collapse and the mid-June sort of collapse. After that, the market just not look back. And what was interesting this week was that a lot of laggards made a comeback. IT index this week was a top gainer. Pharma did well. Banks did okay, but not as much of an outperformance as we were used to seeing. On the other hand, the index where we saw some profit taking this week, autos, FMCG, consumption, which have been really the leaders of the market, they did see some profit taking. I think there's some sector rotation going on right now, but the market is strong. Every small, big dip is getting bought. You know, you refer to today's, Friday's post-noon sort of wobble. Look at how that was bought into. So, I think very strong market.
I think this is now once again that buy on every dip, even if it's on the R.
There's a reason for that, because the market, you know, the market goes through phases. There's a punishing market like we had in May, June, where you could buy the best of the quality stock and the market would punish you next day. And there's a forgiving market where you could buy junk and not worry about it, even if you bought at 20% higher price, because 3 days later, the stock will be up another 20%. So right now, we're in a forgiving market.
So Anuj, we've been discussing IT sector regularly over the last few episodes. This week, once again, the sector seems to have made some kind of a comeback. So what is the reason here that investors are once again beginning to warm up, given that the outlook on both US and UK markets still remains very cautious, to put it mildly?
I think I made this point in the morning as well, that we could see a tactical rally in IT, Santosh, for two reasons. Reason number one, if the IT index has to make a double bottom, the IT index went very close to 52-week lows, just within 4% of 52-week lows. If it has to make a double bottom, then this is the zone in which it has to rally. And globally, you're seeing NASDAQ as well not breaking its recent lows. So that also is helping on margin, I think. Meme stocks have made a bit of a comeback. So, you know, in general, there's a sense that perhaps IT selling was overdone. And now, even if it is in a bear market, IT index, it may still have a rally. The other reason which is responsible for this is Infosys' buyback cool-off period is over. You know, Infosys did buyback in September last year. That buyback cool-off period ended today. So it doesn't mean that tomorrow Infosys announces a buyback, but it can. And 12th October is when it comes out with numbers. Infosys is a cash-rich company. It loves to do buybacks. The market is assuming that, you know, a buyback would be around the corner. And that's why. So these are the factors which are helping this IT rally.
Anuj, banking was the other story of the week. Now, this has been the case for the last few weeks now. But this week, you saw a lot of action in the top tier names, ICICI Bank, SBI. What's the picture there looking like now?
So, Santosh, you hit the nail on the head with these two names. There's SBI and ICICI Bank on one side, and there's the rest of the bank Nifty. ICICI and SBI, if you see month to date, year to date, or over 1 year, they have moved like railway lines, like, you know, parallel to each other, because they are the two best-in-class stocks now. What is helping them? They are proxy to economy. You know, they do really poorly when the economy is in doldrums and when there's asset quality issues, NPA cycles, that's when HDFC kind of stocks do well. But when the economy is improving, that is when, you know, you take a leap of faith on stocks like ICICI Bank and State Bank of India. That's the other reason why some of the tier 2 banks have also moved up. HDFC Bank, Kotak are still relative underperformer. I think tier 2 banks as well, you know, you've seen moves in Federal Bank, for example, IDFC First Bank, City Union Bank. Look at the move in Bank of Baroda, for example. I think these are clearly indicators that the market now wants to bet on economy. Market now wants to bet on the fact that all the capex and all would now lead to some real big bank credit growth in some of these banks, corporate facing banks, and that's what the market is banking.
There's some interesting remarks there by Federal Bank's Shyam Srinivasan today, yeah, where he said that he's not seen this kind of strength in the first 120 days of the fiscal.
You know, we had recently Madhu Kela come on the show, and as guest editor, he was making a point that the Indian banking system has seen the worst of the asset quality issue, and from here on it's blue sky territory. Of course, you know, let's see. For now, the prices seem to be supporting the theory.
And a lot of interest in the mid-cap and small-cap space. I just wanted to pick your thoughts on two sectors, you know, textiles and paper. How should an investor approach these?
These are cyclical, Santosh. So I keep telling people that, you know, it's important to be in this stock when the going is good. But you need to get out on the first sign of trouble. Because if you don't get out on the first sign of trouble, chances are that you don't get an exit at all. So in that sense, I think textile also is benefiting from the fact that there's consistent rupee depreciation. And the dollar index is getting stronger and stronger. And there are calls now for 113, 114 dollar index. What would that mean for the rupee? Does it go past 81, 82? That makes textile sector extremely competitive. So I think that's also helping. I think on paper, it's clearly a case of prices being higher. I think in paper, the best example is to ask your local Raddiwala. You know, that is the telltale sign of what's happening in the market, right? So those prices are on the way up. So that's the up cycle, you know, which we are part of right now. Issue with paper always is that, you know, this is a sector where as more and more sort of digital channel come into picture, you know, my sense is at some point, you know, like people stop consuming physical newspaper. We in office do it for some reason, I don't know why. But otherwise, you know, at home, maybe you would have stopped calling physical newspaper a paper newspaper. I think a lot of companies have started to provide, instead of paper bill, the digital bill. So I think that's my only worry about paper as a sector. But prices are up, and obviously that's playing out. And the market is good. Market is hungry for ideas.
Just switching back to a large cap stock here, Anuj, ITC. We saw some reports that the company saying that, you know, it is working towards demerging the hotels division. Now, what is the play right now on ITC? Is it the demerger thing, or is it a broad-based improvement in earnings across all segments?
It's the demerger thing. I think it's also a theme that the market believes that at some point, perhaps ITC will also see some kind of a management change as well, in a sense that maybe, you know, someone more dynamic with you know, will run day-to-day operations, while Mr. Puri has done a good job and he will still be part of the company. There could be some changes. That's what the market seems to believe, and that's why I think you're seeing that. I think hotels demerger would be the first one. They need to show this intent, Santosh. You know, all they need to come out and say is that, okay, we have appointed an advisor who's going to advise us on what should be the demerger strategy, and the stock will rally another 20%. There's so much valuation comfort in ITC. ITC right now, even after the rally, trades at significant discount to its peers. It trades at least 40% discount to the sector multiples. Forget about, you know, and it's ITC at the end of the day. So I think it's the demerger play more than anything else.
So there'll be two. If the demerger goes through, there'll be the hotel arm will be different and the FMCG part of the business will be different. So which is doing better at this point in time?
No, so look, this will be a smaller demerger. The real demerger that the market wants is separation of the tobacco business and the FMCG business, the pure FMCG business. Once that happens, that is when you will get the real value, because the FMCG business of ITC, while being big, because it's combined with the cigarette business, doesn't get the FMCG valuation. Because cigarettes, you know, a lot of companies don't give that kind of valuation. There's also the ESG factor. So that's why the hotels is just an intent. you know, if the hotels is listed separately, hotels are also doing well, by the way. Hotels, I think it's the FMCG business getting separated from the cigarettes business, which is what the real piece is.
Two more stocks, Anuj. PVR, I think the run of bad news continues there.
Absolutely. I think, Santosh, there's something wrong here because people's choices are changing. People want to watch content at home. I guess the pricing is also too pricey. I think that's also something which is not helping on margin. I think not just the ticket prices, but the F&B prices. I think that really pinches. You know, you go out with your family and if your daughter asks for popcorn, you know, you can't say no, right?
I tell them before taking them to the multiplex that, you know, you have whatever you want to snack here, that is the movie only we are going for.
Yes, but you know, at the multiplex, if they still say that no, we won't.
Yeah, you're not in a position
then
really.
You can't. So I think that's not helping. I think what Bollywood really needs, or what PVR really needs, is some kind of a shakeout. I think once PVR and INOX merge, I think they should tell movie companies, the exhibitors, the big actors, that look, your model's failing and it's putting all of us at risk. We need to rework some of the plans here, even maybe rework the revenue sharing model and all of that. But right now, I think it's tough time. And looking at the pipeline, Santosh, I don't see any good movie. I mean, I don't know. I know a lot of people talking about Vikram Vedha. That just a copy of another or adaptation of another South Indian movie. These things are not working.
And lastly, Anuj, Zomato, again, quite a few reports coming up, price target of 80. You've seen a big up move in the stock already, close to a 50% rally from the lows seen last month. So what's your take on this stock?
Now, I think on Zomato, what's clearly happened is that a lot of long-only funds have started to buy. I think Fidelity has been an example. And I think a lot of hot money, which had gotten into the stock pre-IPO, I think a lot of this is out. And I think what is only left now is the original promoter, the original investors' money, and some of the long-only money. I think a lot of anchor investors are out, a lot of pre-IPO investors are out. And I think in that sense, now they need to keep working. The kind of commentary that they had after last quarter, I think working towards profitability, I think that remains, I mean, if that happens, then maybe some more gains on the table for Zomato.
Well, on that note, it's a wrap on this edition of The Week on Dalal Street. Anuj, thanks for joining us and sharing those insights with our listeners.
Thank you, Santosh. It's a pleasure to be here, and happy weekend to you and all our listeners.
Thank you, Anuj.